Wherever and whenever it started, it's spitting syllables now. And for sure, Quincy Troup Jr., the Peabody Award-winning author and biographer of Miles Davis, is one of its early word shamans.
The wind blade.
Now let's hear him pay tribute to one of America's great cities, a city I love, and a city where the revolution all came together, Chicago.
Cutting in and out. Swinging in over the lake. Yes, slicing white foam from the tips of delicate water fingers. And they danced and weaved under the sunken light night. Yes, they danced and weaved under the sunken light night. And this wind blade was so sharp and cold, it cut a pole-legged mosquito into fours, while a hungry lion slept downwind from some chitlins, slept within the cold blues of a poem that was forming. Yes, and we came in the sulfuric night, drinking Old Crow. Came in the sulfuric night, drinking mean Old Crow. While a buzzard licked its beak atop the head of Tricky Dick Nixon. Tricky, Tricky Dick Nixon. While glutinous daily ate hundreds of pigs that were his ego. Hundreds of pigs that were his ego. While Daddy-O played bop on the box. Daddy-O played bop on the box. Came, we did. We came to the bituminous breath of Chicago. Howling. I say howling. 3 million voices of pain. Howling. 3 million voices of pain. And this was the music.